1110 and 99.3 WPT proudly presents America's Coolest Conservative. Well, proudly could be stretching it a bit. Welcome to the DJ Ritchie Show.
Hello, hello, hello. Hello, am I on? Am I on?
Yes, sir, you're on the air.
I am. Okay, good. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can't hear you very well, but that's okay. Ladies and gentlemen, I come to you this evening as the stupidest person on the face of the earth. Because I am in my truck trying my very best to get to the studio to do the show, because I was supposed to be in my home studio tonight, but at the last minute our equipment failed and I jumped in my truck, because I live an hour away, and I started heading that way. They said, this is what Isaac said. He goes, hey, do you want to do it from your phone, or do you want us to run a best of, or what? I said, do we even have a best of my show? And he goes, I don't know. Maybe Lonnie has, I don't know what he has. So I was like, never mind, I'm coming in. So, I've been moving. That's why I would be from my home. I've been telling you about that. So I've been packing boxes all day. I've been lifting heavy things and settling in to put the finishing touches on a show for you tonight. And that's when I get the call. And then here I am. What makes me the stupidest person on the face of the earth is that I know good and damn well I don't have hardly any listeners to this show. I got 11. I say that as being funny, trying to be funny, but it's probably not far off of the real number of people who listen to the show every night. I don't get paid to do it. I actually had to get in the rich people lane for a couple of exits just to make it there. That would even make it, worth my while to even get there to do the show tonight. So it's costing me money to come in tonight, and yet I do it. Why is that? Why am I doing it? It's because I'm just so darn professional. That's why. I can't bear the thought of a show that I'm responsible for not sounding its absolute best with the best of sound quality. So that's why I'm on my way. Oh, sure, I could have phoned it in for the whole show, as they say. But not I. No. Now, here's the thing. Isaac, I can barely hear you when you're talking to me on the phone. Are you there?
I'm right here, buddy. Can you hear me better now?
Now I hear you better. Now I can hear you better. Okay. So here's what I need you to do, if you don't mind. I need you to make sure that Mike and Marsha, those are the two bosses of WBT, the two big bosses, Marsha being the biggest boss. I need you to make sure that they know the level of professionalism that I am putting forth tonight, and that I am sacrificing myself to come in to do the show tonight when I could have actually just blown it off and said, hey, I don't have any listeners anyway. Who's going to care if they hear rerun stuff, or if we even have rerun stuff? I don't even know. But they need to know that their most valued employee is a volunteer.
A man who really puts it all on the line, you know?
Yes, their most dedicated employee is not even an employee. Because I'll tell you one thing, that diva, Pete Callender, wouldn't be doing this.
The single greatest intern of all time.
What?
I said, you are the single greatest intern of all time.
Yes, I am. But I'm also I think, driving a little recklessly in the big dangerous city. So I don't know. I don't know exactly. It says that I'm going to be there in just a couple of minutes. But Isaac, don't. If I'm not in the studio for the second segment, don't start any kind of rerun thing or anything like that. Yep. I'll be right there, and I don't want to have to wait out that whole segment of a recorded bit.
So what you're telling?
When I come in the studio, I want to just jump on and go.
Yep.
Go live. Because, if I'm doing all this, I want to make sure that I'm doing it. And, oh, my God, you know what I did?
What'd you do?
I passed the damn exit.
So what you're saying is you want me and Lonnie to go live in this second segment here and really just get some practice in. Okay.
Well, I did before when I thought that I was going to be just a couple of minutes behind, but now that I done got off track because I went past my exit because I wasn't paying attention, now I'm going to be later than I thought. I might as well just turn around now. At this point. After making all that big deal out of it, I might as well just turn around and go back to Mooresville.
I don't know. We're pretty far into this to turn around now, don't you think?
Well, I'm all the way down here on Clanton Road. I must be, this is where my old radio station was. I guess that's where I was going.
You kind of lost there, ain't you, man?
Now I'm really getting into the big dangerous city. Okay, so let's take a break, and then we'll figure out what we're going to do after this. And ladies and gentlemen, if you are one of the very few listeners that we have, just hang tight. It'll be, I don't know, I guess it'll be something to listen for to see if I make it into the studio or not. You can keep up with the little saga. Okay, so we'll find out what's happening coming up next, I guess.
More of the TJ Ritchie Show is coming up.
Hey, it's TJ, and you may have heard I have a little talk show now. It's from 7 to 9 every weeknight on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT. And you can also watch it on YouTube. That's right, my beautiful face on YouTube. Go get signed up for the TJ Ritchie Show on YouTube. You can do that at TJRitchie.com.
He's America's coolest conservative. Welcome to the TJ Ritchie Show on News Talk 1110 and 99.3. WBT.
WBT. You're listening to the TJ Ritchie Show with Young Isaac and Lonnie Ray filling in.
Yes, sir.
Oh, there is the man, the myth, the legend coming around the corner as we speak.
Oh, man.
The green-eyed patriot.
Yes, sir.
Taking his seat. Taking his throne, if you will.
Coming right into it.
Here he goes.
Man. I don't know what y'all were saying, but I'm sure everybody was on the edge of their seats.
Hey, man, he was like, Lonnie, you might need to get on this microphone. I said, I don't know what you want me to do outside of TJ on the news, but.
Yeah, well.
Let me get back to my comfort zone real quick.
Don't ever say I didn't give y'all your shot at stardom.
We shouldn't have put so many commercials in there, Lonnie. We lost it.
Yeah, y'all could have been giving away prizes we don't have and everything else. Can you kick that air on, please?
Yeah, Isaac? I got you, bud.
Thank you. So, I didn't mention this earlier, but I not planning on coming in tonight, planning on being in the comfort of my home studio, and I've been packing and moving all day, and I go out to jump in my truck, and it's loaded up. The whole bed of my truck has a load that I got to take to the dump that I was planning on taking in the morning. So I'm flying down I-77 with looking like Sanford and Son. Got stuff slamming in the back. Boom, boom, boom. And then with every mile, I'm thinking, how stupid are you? Like, I keep thinking, I should have just said, I don't know. Y'all figure it out. Not my fault the equipment's not working. Y'all figure it out. But I didn't. And here I am. So, one of the things is I was thinking, you know, I've prepared this show in the midst of all my busyness that I've had going on. I hate to waste it. But then again, I started thinking, well, no more listeners than I have every night. I'm pretty much wasting shows every time I walk in. You know, it's like a tree falling in the forest if nobody's around. Does it make a sound? But I do have a lot of stuff to get to tonight. I just don't think I'm going to be able to get to it in this segment because I don't even have my my ear monitoring devices in. But, Isaac, when did y'all realize that my equipment wasn't going to work from home? Because I checked it earlier today at the usual time that I check it, and it was working fine.
I found out about 8 minutes before I called you.
Okay.
That intervening 8 minutes, I was on the phone with IT and breaking Brett Jensen.
Yeah, because, I mean, it was during his show.
Oh, yeah, yeah. His show was kicking off when we found out.
Mm-hmm. I bet you he blamed y'all, didn't he?
He did.
See,
actually,
that's the difference. Blaming y'all. I bet he did, didn't he?
He did. That's a true story.
Yeah. I mean, even if I would have thought it was y'all's fault, I wouldn't have been, you know. I know. I always first look at anything like this that happens is it's happening because I'm a jinx. You remember the first thing I was all excited about doing on location with the radio station? We were all out there doing our shows live from the ballpark.
Yep.
What was that thing called? Sky Show?
Yep.
I had been hearing about that the whole time I'd lived in Charlotte. WBT Sky Show. And I was like, oh, man, I'm going to get to be a part of it now. I'm part of the team. Everybody's show went off. Great. Mine starts. Equipment fails. Boom. Sorry about that. You're done. I got one segment out, and that one segment didn't even come through clearly. Nobody heard anything that I said for the first 13 or 14 minutes. And then after that, they said, just go get a beer and watch the game. You're fine. Now, I got another thing coming up that we're doing on location that I bet you there's going to be a problem by the time it gets to my show. For that too, even though Lonnie's the one that's in charge of the equipment out there, that's what I'm saying, Lonnie. My bad luck trumps what the logical aspect of equipment working would be, and that's why I blamed it on myself for being a jinx before I would blame it on y'all for messing up.
Well, we're definitely gonna make sure we got y'all together on the third, man.
Oh,
so.
Yeah, I've heard that before. many of people in the radio world have said that, and then just something about it when it comes to me.
Hey, man, trust in Lonnie.
Okay. All right. Okay, so let me get all my stuff unpacked here, and I don't mean unpacked like when people say, oh, we got a lot to unpack here, when they're talking about making comments about something that somebody said. I never use cliches like that, or I try not to. So I literally have to unpack my computer and get it all set up and all of that stuff. So we'll do that and then get into the real issues of the day coming up next. Hang on.
The TJ Ritchie Show.
Hey, it's TJ, and you may have heard I have a little talk show now. It's from 7 to 9 every weeknight on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT. And you can also watch it on YouTube. That's right, my beautiful face on YouTube. Go get signed up for the TJ Ritchie Show on YouTube. You can do that at tjritchie.com.
Radio, podcasts, and cool social media content. Get all the TJ you can handle at WBT.com/TJ. Now, back to the TJ Ritchie Show on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, you can call 704-570-1110. Now that that Isaac and Lonnie are through running scared from the phone lines because they didn't want to, they were scared to talk to anybody. Like the phones are ringing like crazy. It's like, you can also text the WBT text line. It's the same number, driven by Liberty Buick GMC. All right. In all seriousness, I spent the day packing because I'm moving. And I know you say, how long does it take to pack? Well, it takes a long time when you're going from a house that you have lived in with two almost grown children into a smaller place, which is you and your wife. So it's a lot of goodwill and a lot of the dump. And my wife has become now a professional Facebook marketplace person and so forth. So, and it's just the two of us, you know. My son comes by and helps a little bit, but he's got a job. He can't be doing so. The whole day I was packing and listening to the news because it broke this morning, of course, the story of the shooting at the ICE facility in Dallas. Now, again, we're being hit with messages from the Democrats of everybody needs to calm down, calm down. And I know you've heard this from conservative commentators all day, but it's not everybody needing to calm down. It's not both sides. This is the left. And I've said it for years. And if you go back, I said it probably the first time I ever filled in for Vince Coakley before I got the volunteer job here at night. I said that the left incites these types of outbursts. The professional Democrats want this. They want violent outbursts. I can't believe he's saying that. Oh, so tone deaf. Okay, let's just take Black Lives Matter and Antifa. At the height of the Black Lives Matter Antifa riots in 2020. There were no professional Democrats who condemned the violent acts, the cities being burned. Seattle was taken over by these radical Marxists, and they had a no-go zone that was built. They erected in Seattle and in Portland, and the leftist mayors of those towns didn't mess with them. Let them do what they do. You see, the professional Democrats of today realize that they aren't going to get what they want politically by telling the truth. They're not even going to get what they want by lying, by simply lying. They have to do more because they know that the conservative message is still getting out. And they know that the conservative message is more along the lines of what everyday decent Americans live by. So they have to have more. They have to push harder. They have to stoke emotional outbursts. They have to do all of these things to get this type of reaction. So we declare Antifa a terrorist organization. It's what we're Trump is doing here. Okay. They should have already been declared a terrorist organization. So what do we do? Do we treat Antifa like we would any other terror cell in the United States? We flush them out? Do we arrest them? What do? We wait until the next riot? We wait until the next time they attack ICE agents, which they were doing earlier in the week? I didn't understand that either. Way before today, Antifa was attacking ICE agents, I believe in Portland, once again. And I kept thinking, why are our agents putting up with this? Why are our agents not putting them down like they would any other terrorist group that is impeding the enforcement of the law? So what's going to happen? I mean, are we going to treat Antifa like the terrorist organization they are? Or are they going to be treated differently? Are we going to find the people who are funding them like we would any other terrorist organization? Flush them out? You know, it gets to a point where these types of situations are going to be either put up or shut up with the American people. Tone down the rhetoric. Gavin Newsom passing a ban in California so the ICE agents can't wear masks when they're detaining illegal aliens. Whether the illegal aliens are criminals just for breaking our immigration laws or whether they are violent rapists, murderers, what have you. Gavin Newsom wants to make it harder for our ICE agents to detain them. And you know the Democrats have been up in arms about they are masked. Take off the masks. Why do they have to wear the masks? And every time a stupid Democrat asks that, if there is anybody with a brain in their heads, they answer the question and they say, because they are getting doxxed. They are getting threatened. ICE agents started out arresting these illegal aliens without wearing masks. And the people on your side found out who they were, threatened them, threatened their families, posted their addresses and the like. So these Democrats know why they are wearing masks. They know they're wearing these masks and operating the way they do for their own safety, for the safety of their families who are innocent at home in their warm beds while the dad or the mom is out working for the country. But they want them unmasked. I said at the time when they first started talking about this, they want something violent to happen to these ICE agents. If they didn't, then they wouldn't keep on this mask issue. They would have let that go as soon as somebody said, because it's dangerous for our federal agents. They would have let it go. They didn't and still haven't. So what else would we deduce from their behavior? Is the behavior of the professional Democrats anything but in line with people who like to see people who disagree with them terrorized? Did anybody on the Democrat side ever come out while the riots and destruction were taking place in 2020 and say, listen, Black Lives Matter and Antifa, stop burning down the cities. Stop all of the destruction. Stop all of the violence. No, they did not. They didn't. And what can we deduce from that? They wanted it. They wanted it. So here we are. And I wish anybody in the media would have the guts to ask one of these professional Democrats, one of these radical Marxists that run the Democrat Party, when they show up on one of these talk shows or something, saying that both sides need to tone it down. Does anybody have the guts to say, are you happy now? Are you and all of the rest of your comrades happy? You got people threatening to blow up ICE detention centers. You got people shooting at ICE agents. You have a gunman with anti-ICE written on his bullets. Are you happy? Because this has to be what you wanted. Gavin Newsom. Hillary Clinton. Oh, we'll get to her in a few minutes. Jasmine Crockett. Jazzy Jasmine Crockett. Saying that the ICE agents were akin to slave patrol from the days of slavery. You think she's upset by any of this? You think she's worried about anybody? What about Rashida Tlaib? You think she's showing any empathy for any of these people who are having to live their lives looking over their shoulders from the violent attacks of their people? No. Nope. Nope, nope, nope. Okay, so I hate to do this to you, but I think I'm going to have to play some clips of Hillary Clinton. So we might as well get it over with. So we'll do it next.
It's TJ Ritchie. Identifying liberalism. And mocking it relentlessly. This is the TJ Ritchie Show. On News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT.
All right, thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for listening. Appreciate you. Or as the kids say, preesh. Well, the cool kids. Preesh. Bro. Preesh. It's so, so frustrating, to say the least, to watch these wicked Democrats just get on these shows and just, oh. You do have to give them credit, though, to a certain extent. They stick to their message. They are unwavering. You know, you take somebody like the demonic Hillary Clinton. Yeah, I said it. She's demonic. Tone down the rhetoric. Okay, here's the way the rhetoric works on both sides. The Democrats come out and they say the most awful things that incite people, and they do it purposely. You can't tell me that they don't. Anybody that disagrees with them is Hitler, fascist, racist, misogynist, white supremacist. There is a man named Larry Elder who is a brilliant man. He is African-American, and he is very popular in the radio world, in the conservative movement. And he was called by a reporter, I believe, from the LA Times. He was called the black face of white supremacy. Now, that was years ago, and he wears that as a badge of honor now. He laughs in the face of it. I'm sure he did back then, too. But this is how twisted these people are, and you can't tell me they're not doing it on purpose. They call us all these names. They tell their people that follow them that Republicans, conservatives, white people are so awful, so awful. And then when conservatives defend ourselves, then we're just as participatory in the heated rhetoric as they are. It's like an argument with a narcissist. Okay? The narcissist will come after you and call you the most vile names, and you are the worst person in the history of the world, and you did this and this, and every little thing that you've ever done is horrible. But then as soon as you say, well, what about this that you did? Oh, my God, I can't believe you said that. Oh, my God, listen to how you act toward me, you hateful person, you. So here is Hillary Clinton, and she's calling, you know, for, because, I mean, cooler heads prevail, you know. Hillary Clinton, so sweet, so level-headed. This is her on MSNBC or one of those rock gut cable channels.
That raises a larger question. I mean, we have, and I include myself, we have got to stop demonizing each other.
Exactly. Yeah.
Now, I think most of that right now in our country's history is coming, you know, from the right, coming from people who want to dominate. They want their point of view. Writing out slavery from history. That doesn't make it go away. You know, we have got to stop with the finger pointing and the scapegoating.
Yeah.
We can have legitimate disagreements.
Right.
I mean, how do you provide quality, affordable health care to everybody? Let's figure that out. How do you deal with what's going to be job loss from AI? Let's get working on that. You know, that's what we should be doing. But we should do it in the truth-based reality.
Right.
That we have to live in. You know, facts and evidence have to matter again. And then we can start having good debate.
Hmm. So, in other words, give Democrats every issue that they want, or you are evil and terrible. Now, this is the same woman who said this several years ago, and this was a famous thing that she said. Listen.
You could put half of Trump supporters into what I call the basket of deplorables. Right? The racist, sexist, homophobic, xenophobic, Islamophobic, you name it.
Oh. Yeah, that's coming from the right, isn't it? But you can't get mad at Hillary in 2025 for saying what she just said on the MSNBC show, because it's Hillary. If you don't know that she's a wicked witch yet, then there's no need to be getting mad about it. She is what she is, and she's also a loser. How about that? All you feminists out there, you ever think of that? What a loser Hillary Clinton is, and how nobody would even know her name if it weren't for her husband. She rode his coattails to fame. They say she's the smartest woman in the world. Right. She was smart enough to get her claws into a good-looking Southern man with tons of charisma and a lot of intelligence himself, so that he could make a name for her. But other than that, she hasn't really shown any signs of being that intelligent. If she really had to defend herself and she didn't have the help of the media all these years and she didn't have the help of the Democrat machine behind her, she would just be some old vile woman that nobody can stand. But because of her charismatic husband, her husband with what the kids call Riz, she's hailed as the most brilliant woman ever. But this is who they are, and I don't want anybody to lose sight of that. See, because we worked too hard to get it established to so many people who had never known before what Democrats are about. And this is a battle of the good guys versus the bad guys. Because you see, in the wake of something like the assassination of Charlie Kirk, you see how they react. You see who they really are. So how are we supposed to compromise with them? I don't get it. I've never gotten it. The only people who think we can compromise with Democrats are naive. Because if Democrats are not going to completely, from the floor up, change how they operate, then no normal, decent human is ever going to be able to compromise with them. Think about that. TJ on the News is coming up next. Hang on.
More of the TJ Ritchie Show is coming up.
Hey, it's TJ, and you may have heard I have a little talk show now. It's from 7 to 9 every weeknight on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT. And you can also watch it on YouTube. That's right, my beautiful face on YouTube. Go get signed up for the TJ Ritchie Show on YouTube. You can do that at TJRitchie.com.
Live from the big city of Charlotte, North Carolina, it's TJ on the News.
Take a breath, because there's a lot of stuff here. It's very important stuff in TJ on the News. Young Isaac is here. Lonnie Ray is here. And I guess we need to go ahead and get started. Lead story. I may have been the last one to hear about this, but as a 32-year-old South Carolina assistant teacher who's been arrested on charges of surreptitiously sprayed his school with a substance that smells like poop, sickening students and causing more than $55,000 in damages, authorities said. Alexander Paul Robertson Lewis. How many names he got? Alexander Paul Robertson Lewis allegedly dispensed the substance at West Florence High School in Florence, South Carolina, over a nearly month-long span, leaving school officials mystified as to the origin of the foul odor. The Florence County Sheriff's Office said in a statement, Lewis allegedly obtained the spray designed to imitate fecal odor from an online distributor, according to the Sheriff's Office. Okay, so it's fart spray.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have they been talking about this all day on the station? Has anybody else covered this story?
No, I've not heard anybody else cover it.
That's right, because they suck.
Camo.
All the rest of them suck. They're not giving the real news like this.
Oh, yeah.
The hard hitting.
Where you at? Where you at? You hear me? Quote, investigators allege that Lewis used the spray on multiple occasions and over time resulting in a disruption of the school. And some children requiring attention from respiratory issues and requiring the school to incur an expenditure of over $55,000 for inspection and damage to the school air conditioning system. So he's putting fart spray allegedly into the air conditioning system. But they don't know, as of this story being reported, they don't know why. There was no motive. It said he was booked at the Florence County Jail, and he's being held on $9,090 bond.
So, God, over some fart spray. I mean, yeah. I was going to do it this past April Fool's, but I was like, I love my job, so I didn't do it.
But was he just trying to get, is this like a, you know.
Just a prank going too far.
Or was it like kids who used to try to call in snow days, you know.
God.
And say, hey, this is a superintendent. You know, back before the internet, that's what they would do. Kids would say, this is the principal. I mean, we're not having school today. We call the radio station, the local radio station, and say that. So they would announce it so the kids wouldn't have to go to school. I don't think it ever worked, but kids used to try that. So maybe that's what he was doing, just trying to get the day off. Mm. Like when people work in a factory and they throw gum into the machine so they get a break.
That sounds worse than $55,000 worth.
Yeah. All right, next story.
Monday morning, a DoorDash driver alerted police after making a very strange delivery to a motel in Sweetwater, Texas. The complete list of items hasn't been released, but word has it that the delivery included trash bags, zip ties, bleach, a hatchet, and more.
Wow.
Police say a 42-year-old man named Neil Cooper placed an order on DoorDash for these kidnapping-slash-murder tools. When the cops showed up at the motel room, Neil refused to leave and warned officers that he was armed. The cops forced their way in and found a hostage inside. The hostage was rescued, but was later arrested on an outstanding warrant. So they saved him and then said, wait, you know what? You got to go back into jail because you got an outstanding warrant. We saved your life, but now you got to go into jail with this person. It's unclear what he planned to do with the victim, but clearly it looks like it could have been a bad situation. A lot of people praised the driver for acting after seeing the red flags there, but then other people said he needed to mind his business. What if that guy would have been completely innocent of something? He would have been trying to get him arrested just because he wanted all those items.
Nah, man, that's fair. That's fair. He ordered literally the starter kit for crime.
Yeah, and delivered to a motel, and you got to figure it wasn't probably the nicest, you know, abode that someone could be, you know, vacationing in. So yeah. So he's like, we're gonna save your life, but the guy that was about to chop you up and put you into trash bags is going to be your cellmate for a little while because you got this outstanding warrant.
It's crowded over there. I don't want to do it, but it's how it is.
Yeah. Good luck. And finally. So electric cars are known for being quiet, almost silent. For those who miss the roar of a muscle car, speakers can be used for effect. And the sound from the speakers allegedly got Mike, an electric vehicle motorist, in trouble. So what happened was he was sitting at a stoplight, and then there was a cop on the other side of the intersection, and he has it's a Dodge Charger, 2025 Dodge Daytona is what it is. It's electric. And he had these speakers making it sound like he was revving the engine of a muscle car. So the cop pulled him over and gave him a ticket, and he tried to explain, I wasn't revving the engine. This is, you know, whatever. So he made he put it up online, and he said, I'm hoping that the police officer sees it and realizes his mistake. But the police didn't make a mistake. It's a noise ordinance. It doesn't matter whether it's coming out of your engine or whether it's coming out of your speakers. As long as you're making loud noise and it's disturbing the peace or whatever, you can get a ticket for it.
Man, I was at a light one time, and I thought I heard it. I mean, I thought I heard one of those electric things rev up and sounded like a YouTube speaker or something. I didn't know what that was,
an
man.
An ad played in the middle of the road.
So I know about getting in trouble for something loud coming out of your car, because the very first night I had my driver's license, I was 15. In Louisiana, at that time, you got your driver's license when you were 15.
God, man.
I had a 1984 Firebird. And it had a cranking system in it. And that was back before all of that bass came into the sound system and all. So you could really hear all the music. And I got pulled over by the chief of police because I was cranking this song as loudly as I could crank it. It was right after a football game we had just won. It was my sophomore year. I had caught a couple of passes in the game.
Living life.
I mean, just... And I'm not lying. It was. You could hear it all over town. This was great. Hell yeah. It's called Shackles. And the group is RJ's Latest Arrival. Because I told you I didn't listen to white people music until I got grown. Shackles on my feet. Don't allow me to move. You know this song, Lon?
Man, I feel like breakdancing right now, man. Getting on my little square. Yeah, man.
I want to hit the DJ with a baseball bat.
you thought you were the man playing this song at 15.
What you doing? See? What you kids call the worm, we invented in the 80s, and it was called the centipede.
Oh.
So
I never took kindly to y'all changing the name of it, so I still don't play that. All right.
So there you go.
Isaac, put that in your Spotify or whatever it is.
Adding it as soon as we get out of this segment.
All right, that's it for TJ on the News.
The TJ Richey Show. Late, live, and local. It's the TJ Richey Show on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WPT.
Woo! Oh, fire up that text line. 704-570-1110. Driven by Liberty Buick GMC. Don't get it twisted. That's who's driving that. I got a text last night I didn't have time to get to, but I went back and pulled it for tonight because I want to make a point. And I'm not just being a silly goof. Is it a silly goof or a silly goose, Lonnie? It's a silly goose, isn't it?
Silly goose.
That's right. It's a silly goose. Well, I'm not being either. But this fella named Kevin sent a text last night, and it read, "Why do you keep calling all these people that you disagree with ugly? What does their physical appearance have to do with anything?" Because when I play these clips of these lunatics that I find on the social medias, the ones who are celebrating the death of Charlie Kirk, and the ones who are going crazy laughing about how they're taking money from the EBT system and not working and all of this kind of stuff, you know, the typical, I don't even know if you'd call them radicals. I think you just call them extreme liberals. I'm trying to paint a picture for the audience, Kevin, if you're still listening, because I am on the radio and can't play video on the radio, so we only play the audio. And don't act like you don't know exactly what these people look like without seeing them whenever you hear what they have to say on some of these clips that I play. Don't act like you don't know. Don't act like you are too good to judge people by the way they look. There has been an established look of these crazy liberal women on social media. And then I go on to say that they are, you know, green haired, face piercings, disheveled looking, sometimes dirty, look like they need to do their, you know, a load of laundry, and their houses are unkempt and all of that when they're making these videos. I'll go on to explain all of that. But with people who pay attention, if I just, as the radio professional, throw out the description and say, okay, here we have another one of these ugly liberal white women, then people know exactly, or at least close to, the type of look that the person has. I'll give you an example from last night. I'm sorry to just throw this on you, Isaac, but do you have cut 74 from last night called White Guilt Woman? Can you put your hands on that one? Because I think it's pretty self, you know, you get a good picture of the woman in your mind when I say, here's another one of these ugly liberal white women. Listen.
Daily reminder that if you're the same color as me and you believe that the way you live is morally superior to the way other people live, be them of a different race, ethnicity, or religion, that's white supremacy. You're a white supremacist.
Okay. So super, super skinny woman, no makeup, hair looks like she cut it herself without a mirror. Just, and I don't know that they would think it's an insult because they're trying to look as hideous as they can look. They have to be. They have to. It's not these women, these radical liberal women are not just women who don't care how they look. These are women who strive to look as hideous as they possibly can. That's the only explanation for it. Like this one from last night that says, go bully MAGA.
Listen. But I do have to give Tim Walz credit for saying that we need to be meaner. Because a lot of you need to be, like, meaner. Of course that's what you're saying. You leftists just want to bully everybody. Yeah. In this case, yeah. If you're still walking around with a MAGA hat, yeah. Yeah, I fully intend on bullying you, and I don't feel bad about that.
Okay. It also comes from the fact that I am the nation's most well-respected societal profiler. And the profile of these women is that they don't feel like they have ever gotten the attention that they want. And they have probably always looked at the pretty girls as getting all of the attention, and they look at the pretty girls with envy, but also with disdain. And so they realize, I'm not going to be able to get the type of attention that a pretty girl gets, so I'm going to go the other way, and I'm going to get attention by putting forth the idea that I don't even care what anybody thinks about the way I look. I'm going to try my best to show people that I don't put any thought or care into looking decently. So it's a, you know, it's a personality profile of the type. So now I have a phone that allows me to video myself, and I can put it on social media. I can show the world what I look like and that I don't care. I can show the world what I now define as beauty, which is I consider myself to be beautiful. I can also show that my house is a wreck and I never clean my house, and I look like I excuse me, I look like I just, you know, stepped off of some stage of parole. So I'm showing them how much I really don't care because I'm a rebel. I don't need to look like those pretty girls. That's, now, I'm not saying that that's the way I look at them. I'm saying that is their personality profile. And that's just a fact. You see, you get a little psychology lesson along with the entertainment on this show. Psychology, sociology, biology, all the ologies. I'm teaching them all here. And again, I'm doing it out of the goodness of my heart. And do you people appreciate me? A lot of you don't. You write your insults in here. You might as well just stand in front of the person ringing the bell by the kettle at Christmas outside in the cold and just call them horrible names as they're volunteering to help the needy. Because that's what I'm doing here. I'm not making a salary. I'm volunteering to help you, the needy. And what do? You lash out at me. You lash. Mm. You should be ashamed. Totally ashamed. Because in case you haven't realized it, I'm above criticism. Chew on that. And we'll have more coming up.
It's TJ Ritchie.
Hey, it's TJ, and everybody in the country is talking about my new political talk show on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT, and they want more. How can I get more, more, more? Well, you can get the podcast every episode on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Just get signed up for it there. It's easy. Just go to tjritchie.com, and that will get you there.
He's radio royalty in the Carolinas and Queen Charlotte's sweetest prince. It's TJ Ritchie on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT.
Well, look at this. We have an update from something that happened on last night's show. So last night we took a call from a fellow named Matt, and Matt just had a simple question because he said, hey, TJ, you're a radio expert. Why is it that some radio stations, the music stations, seem to play the same 12 songs over and over and over and over all day? And I gave the answer. He said he had a bet going with his buddy, and his buddy said one thing, and he said that it was for another reason. Turns out that it was closer to what Matt was saying, but not completely, as to the answer of why music radio stations like Top 40 stations play the same songs so quickly. Like, you'll hear it one time, and then you'll hear it again in an hour and 15 minutes or less. So he's got an update on that. Hey, Matt, what happened with it?
Yeah, hey, TJ, here's the deal. First of all, I apologize. My dogs were barking while I was on the air. They were chasing a squirrel or something. And
no problem.
But anyway, yeah, so we went to work today, and me and the boy I had the bet with, we started arguing. He's like, well, TJ Ritchie told you were wrong. I said, yeah, you were wrong too, and this and that and the other thing. And boss man came up, and he's like, well, so what was the bet? And I said, well, $20. He goes, so if you lost, you owe $20, and if you lost, you owe $20. He sent one of the youngsters down to Krispy Kreme with our money and had us buy donuts and coffee, and that was the end of the bet. So,
so y'all
next
both
time
lost.
I have a bet that. Yeah, I just, but I do appreciate your expertise on that, because I know you've worked at some radio stations where you had to listen to the same stuff over and over again, and you just,
well,
it gets old.
Here's the trick that I always had, and it was the saving grace. When you're in the radio studio, you don't have to hear what's being put on the air at the time. So you can turn the song down in the studio so you don't have to hear it. So I would mainly get sick of hearing the beginnings and ends of all of the songs, because that was the only part that I really had to hear, because we would keep it turned down otherwise. I hate that you lost the bet, though. Even though you weren't completely
wrong. I appreciate
wrong.
It. TJ, you're fading out, man.
I'm sorry.
I can't really hear you. Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you calling and giving us the update, Matt. And like I was saying, I'm sorry you had to pay.
Keep it on, man. Charlotte loves you, man.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And I love Charlotte.
All right.
Thanks, Matt. I appreciate you, bud. Talk to you soon. Bye. Yeah, there may be something wrong with the phone, Isaac, because whenever I was driving in this evening, because we were late, I was late because of the breakdown in the system
failed.
I could barely hear you talking to me on the phone. So I was wondering at the time, I said, I wonder if the callers have a hard time hearing the hosts down the line on the phone when we're talking. And it seems like that may be part of the same problem, you think?
Yeah, something we're definitely going to have to look into, because Brett Jensen was having the same problem whenever we had him on the phone.
Oh, well, if Brett Jensen was having a problem, it'll get fixed. TJ Ritchie having a problem, they don't even consider it. Brett Jensen is, they'll jump. I'm surprised it's not fixed already. But that's the way it goes. That's the way it goes. So I've started following one of these preachers that I highlighted the other night, right after Charlie Kirk's assassination, and
He's one of them that got into his church that week and was talking about how hateful and white supremacist Charlie Kirk was and all of this stuff. And I railed on him pretty well. So then I just started following him on Instagram today, and I went back through a lot of his posts, and I haven't changed my mind about how despicable this man is. His name's Jamal Bryant. I featured several of them, several of these wicked people who were standing in the pulpit preaching the word, quote unquote, but not really. So he did this one post, I guess it was between Charlie Kirk getting assassinated and then his sermon calling Charlie Kirk a white supremacist, where he was so caring and so full of grace, and it's horrible, horrible. Then violence is never the answer. But I don't understand, because this guy was from what I've seen in my research of him, and I could have landed on the wrong thing, but what I saw told me that he was huge into that Black Lives Matter movement. And I stand by it. And I'll even expand a little bit if I need to. You see, because I am a either or person most of the time. Now, I know it doesn't apply every time, but throughout life, I've found that it kind of simplifies things, especially when people are trying to make things complicated. So I look at it this way. If you are saying that Charlie Kirk was a hateful, misogynist, white supremacist, racist person, you fall into one of two categories. You either don't know what Charlie Kirk really was about. You're ignorant to what Charlie Kirk was about. And I don't mean stupid. I mean ignorant, meaning you just don't know. You don't have the information, or you've been given the wrong information. Okay? Which, you know, is not a bad person. You're not a bad person on that side of it necessarily. You just don't know. You're believing wrong information, or you just don't have the right information, and you haven't seen anything other than what someone else has told you about him, or little clips that are taken out of context. If you think Charlie Kirk was a white supremacist, and you're telling people he was a white supremacist, the racist, the misogynist, homophobe, transphobe, all of that stuff, you're either that person who's ignorant to what Charlie Kirk was really about, or you are a lying piece of crap. That's it. Those are the two categories in which you belong. Because I guarantee you, these shady, shysty, fake men of God know that Charlie Kirk wasn't all of those things. Yet they continue to say it, because they want to keep black people down. They want to keep the truth from black people. So if you call yourself a man of God, you're the leader of a flock, you're the spiritual leader of a big church, a church. That's Jamal Bryant. He's the one that makes that sound in between his sentences for effect. So if you believe Charlie Kirk, or I mean, if you're preaching that Charlie Kirk was a white supremacist, then you're a liar. You are a liar. You are a liar to a people. Because it's pretty obvious for anybody who's engaged in what's happening in the world to know. Proof is right there. It's not like Charlie Kirk hid his messages and that there aren't hours and hours and hours and hours of video of him that will disprove every accusation that says that he was a hateful, misogynist, racist, white supremacist. And those are the types of people that need to be outed. Those are the people who need to be shown as someone with an ulterior motive that is not good for society, or especially not good for the people they claim to champion. Hang on. More coming up.
The DJ Richie Show. He's America's coolest conservative. Welcome to the DJ Richie Show on News Talk 1110 at 99.3 WPT.
Oh. Here's a pretty good text. I take this as a compliment. You volunteer blank slinger, you. It's a cuss word. We love you. One more lady and gentleman's on the fan list. Okay, that's cool. That's awesome. And, you know, I think it's, you know, I'm starting to draw a, you know, a certain amount of, I don't know, sympathy listeners, I would call them. They're like, bless his heart. He's up there not being paid. He's just trying to make a go of it. Let's give him a courtesy listen from time to time, which I'll take it. I don't care. Mm-mm-mm-mm. And somebody else is thanking me for my talents as a societal profiler and explaining why those dirty libs look the way they do. You see, if y'all just tell a few more people to listen, we could start to build this society back to being a decent people, you know? Which is the only reason I'm here, is to help society. It's what I do. I'm a society helper. And then somebody here from my home state of Louisiana that always is insulting me says, I just looked at your recent pictures online, TJ. You're the ugliest person of the history of mankind. Such a hideous, diabolical face. And then a bunch of throw-up emojis. Well, I know that's not true. I know that is not true, not in the least. Because I may not be, well, no, it's not that I may not be, but I know I'm not as handsome as I once was. But I know good and well I'm not hideous. I'm the green-eyed patriot, after all. I have great genes that gave me the green eyes. So you're not going to get me with that one. And that really has no effect on me because I know I'm not ugly. I have a little bit of a candy coating on me that I'm getting rid of quickly. Because of PhD weight loss. And then once I reach my goal of that, oh my goodness. I may not even have the time to come in here, ladies and gentlemen, and volunteer anymore. I may not even have time to do, you know, if they say you can do it from your home studio all the time, just, you know, just we need to keep you on as filling that slot because we don't want to have to pay anybody. I may not have time once I reach my weight loss goal because I'll be modeling too damn much. I'll be modeling and being in damn Mexican soap operas. You know, that's where the best looking people are, is in the Mexican soap operas. That's where I'm going to be. The green-eyed gringo coming into town, giving everybody amnesia and the like. So that must, the whole thing about how, you know, how these ugly liberals look and why they look the way they do must have really struck a chord with this person from Louisiana. You know, I'm from there, so there's a lot of ugliness through the state, but I'm not one of them. I have a lot of shortcomings, but being ugly is not one of them. Not saying I'm great looking anymore, but I'm not hideous. I'm going to be great looking again. I don't know if I mentioned that. But I'm going to be in those AARP ads and stuff. They're going to need models. Actually, I wouldn't do a minute's worth of work for the AARP. Not that bunch, libs. Mm-mm. I don't play that. Okay. Here's somebody. I guess this is a lady. She said, I enjoy your voice, and then a kissy face on it. Mm. Take that, Louisiana. She wanted to know my Twitter name and all of that. Listen, I guess I could write this back too. But if you go to tjritchie.com, I don't say this enough, but I'm going to have to, because I mean, I think that's going to be my only revenue source on this show. I'm about to be an influencer. So it's tjritchie.com, tjritchie.com. And that will take you to all of my social medias, and you can use that website as an app. It works exactly like an app. You put the icon on your phone and the whole thing. You can also get, you know, the podcast and all of my morning show that I do, the syndicated morning radio show I do, the TJ and Regan show, and the podcast that my wife and I do together called TJ and Jody's House. You can get all that. Please. Like and subscribe to all of it. I need the help. And buy one of these t-shirts. I still have some of these t-shirts left that said America's Coolest Conservative on. I wore one up in here the other night, and Isaac saw how cool it looks.
It actually is a really nice shirt.
Mm-hmm. You can get that too at tjritchie.com.
Still trying to talk him into giving me a free one.
Hmm. Are you still trying to talk me into it, or did you mention it once? Or I don't even remember you mentioning it once.
No, I didn't mention it a single time.
Man, I already gave you a smart TV and beer and what else?
There's some more things.
Oh yeah, I got a box full of stuff. There's a you ever been in a convenience store and you know those round coolers they have in there? They're cylinder like.
Yeah.
You plug them in. I got one of those in the back of my truck if you want it. Tonight, I'll let you have it.
I'll take that thing tonight.
All right. I'm pretty sure it still works. Okay. Well, there you go. That's one less thing I got to take to the dump tomorrow. If it did work, it may not work after I jumped in the truck and sped down 77 tonight trying to get here.
I'm going to be going through TJ's truck like a thrift store.
Yeah.
You're going to throw this away? This is great.
Mm-mm. So, yeah, you can take that. And you can let me know by the time I get home whether it works. You'll already be home and plugged it in. Yeah, I'm having to get rid of a lot of stuff. And the saddest thing was watching my Harley Davidson be taken away on a trailer yesterday.
You want to give me that too?
I already sold that. I haven't ridden it in years, and my wife was finally like, look, you know, the message used to be, hey, either ride it or sell it. Then the message became, you need to sell that because it makes me nervous. You don't need to be riding it anymore. In other words, she thinks I'm too old to be riding it. And so finally I was just like, okay, you know, it makes sense because I haven't ridden it so in so long. But it was hard watching that guy load it up onto that trailer yesterday and drive off with it.
A few more months on Low Country Mail, you're going to get you another one.
Well, that's the thing. I didn't want to sell it, even though I never ride it, because I was thinking, you know, that from that point on, I will have to say that I'll never be a Harley rider again. But I didn't want to say that, but now I guess I have to. And it really was. It had the whole thing was dedicated to Ronald Reagan. It had Ronald Reagan's face on it, and that's awesome. American flags with his, you know, a lot of some of his famous quotes on it. So there's that. Now Isaac's taking my beer fridge
and a t-shirt. If you want,
yeah. It sucks getting old and having to do changes, especially when, you know, when I ought to be retiring somewhere on the beach instead of sitting up here in the middle of the night for nothing. All righty. Hey, thanks for listening. Sorry about the big mix-up earlier tonight, but that wasn't my fault. That was the fault of the radio station. Not being here on time, equipment not working and all of that, but I'm glad I came in and was able to share this time with you. Sharing one with another. That's what we do. The great one, Mark Levin, is coming up next. Remember, God loves you, and there ain't nothing you can do about it. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
It's TJ Ritchie.
Hey, it's TJ, and the TJ Ritchie Show will be a multi-touch marketing option for all the cool businesses in town. I have no idea what that means. That was written by our business department, obviously, for me to read. If you're a cool business, I guess you know what it means. So go to TJRitchie.com and find out more.